Welcome to the Mind Body Podcast, your rebellious podcast about a strong body, calm mind, healing, and fully living. I'm your host, Maria Angelova, creator of the Angelova Method, an integrative approach to mind and body connection. The Angelova Method redefines your success equation to include a healthy body and a healthy mind, and was developed based on work with hundreds of clients, as well as my personal journey, creating the life I want, ditching stress and anxiety as a financial professional, and stepping into living a life of limitless possibilities. Hi, Rebels. Welcome to the Mind Body Podcast, your rebellious podcast with me, your host, Maria, where it is all about the strong body, calm mind, healing, and fully living. And today, our special guest is John Sandregret. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Hello. Well, very well. Thank you.
Welcome, John. John is a product line manager with Merrell. And I'm so excited. I started telling John before we started recording that I am such a fan of the feet. And I'll tell you, like, lately I've been recording some videos about footwork and stuff like that. And you guys, Merrell, are like in charge of the footwear. So I think it's kind of like marriage made in heaven right here. We're going to have such a fabulous conversation. I'm so excited that you said yes to being here, John. I appreciate you. And before we dive into feet and all that fun stuff, let's hear who John is. So give us three words that and a little bit of a backstory behind each word. So who is John?
Well, I would say I'm energetic. So part of that is just kind of a natural energy. I was in sales and marketing before I was in product. So I've had a chance to really be in different sides of the brand and really get to know it over my 15 years. So energetic is one. I would say focused is another. I've really worked hard to kind of weed out the things that we don't need to do versus the things that we do need to do, and really making sure that I'm focused on that and focused on things is really where I'm at. And then fun, I would say, is the other one. I really like to infuse fun into everything that we do. If we're not having fun, I feel like maybe there's something broken in the process and we need to take a look at it. So energetic, fun, and focused.
I like that. I like energetic. I'll tell you, like, sometimes people are like, why are you so excited about the things that you do? And I'm like, because it's more fun when you're excited. It's kind of boring if you're just going through the motion, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. You got to have passion for it.
So, John, I mean, you work on product design, right? That's a big part of your job. So what excites you about footwear product design? Some people might be like, really? Footwear?
Yes, that's a good question. A long time ago, I realized that it's about helping people for me too. And so I think when we design, I'm not a designer by any means. I'm a product manager, but I work with designers. I work with color designers. I work with development, pricing, factories, and marketing. So I kind of handle everything. But I think when we go to design a project or make a new product, it's really about being able to inspire people to get outside in a way that maybe they've never done before and allow them to live a better life through our products. And so it's a little high level, but at the same time, like, I think that goes into every product that we make and allows others to ultimately, like I said, live a better life by doing the things that they love to do, hopefully for longer or for better using Merrell.
Yeah. And, you know, I do think being outdoors is very key. And I can't tell you how many clients are like, oh, I walked and my feet hurt, or, you know, my hips started hurting after that. And one of the first questions I asked them was, did you wear good shoes? Or even at work, you know, I'll be like, did you wear good shoes? Or what kind of shoes are you wearing at work? So let's talk from a professional, from an expert standpoint. What is the importance of, from where you see, the importance of having a quality pair of shoes? Like, why does that make a difference?
I think the biggest thing is a quality pair of shoes really allows you to feel the ground in some ways, support your foot, but then also it allows you to go for longer, or allows you to purchase less footwear over time. I'm always a fan of actually switching up your footwear just in case, you know, something loses support quickly, or, you know, the types of materials in the shoe isn't up to quality, like it won't take long at all in the matter of weeks and days until you're actually feeling a lack of support, or you're, you know, you've actually compromised part of the footwear that you've bought, and that could compromise your posture, like you said, your alignment. All of those things go into having proper footwear and knowing what size you are. You know, both, most people have two different sized feet, literally most people. So, you know, having someone make sure that you know what size you are, the arch is fitting you properly and things like that is really important. And I think it goes a long ways to say that, hey, I bought this footwear 6 months ago and it's still providing me that support and that quality that I need to do my job, or, you know, to walk with my kids or my grandparents or whatever it is. Like, it's just an important piece of everyday life.
Yeah. And it's, I'm smiling because I'm thinking, I was talking to somebody recently and he goes, these are some quality shoes. And he was talking about like a different brand. He's got, I've had those for like 10 years. The first thing that popped into my head was, they probably need to go.
Yeah.
Or if they're really new in 10 years, then you probably are not walking as much as you should be.
But, right. That's true too. You got to use it or you lose it, right? Yes.
And from your perspective, what are some things we should pay attention to? And I'll tell you, I've recently bought actually a competitor of yours shoes, which are very fancy, very well-known brand. And I was very disappointed by the quality and how fast they fell apart. So what should you expect from somebody who is pretty active on a daily basis? Like if I walk every day, how long should my shoes last? And what are some things that I should pay attention to in my footwear to make sure that I have the stability, the support for good posture and things that you talked about?
Yeah, the number one thing is everybody's different. So different people have different tendencies, but I would say for us, we look at 6 months, you know, or if you're an athlete, like what's the training block? You know, like we talk about, is it 3 months of in really, really intense training equals 6 months of, you know, quasi-intense or like weekend style or every couple of days a week training? So I would say 3 to 6 months, and then whatever mileage that includes, you know, we like to talk about mileage or kilometers quite a bit. And I would say 400 to 500 miles, no problem, is kind of what we shoot for. Depending on the person, some people will be less, some people will be more, but that's kind of where we look at it.
Is it fair to look at the sole of the shoes? Because that's what I look at and how worn off the sole of the shoe is.
Yeah, I actually think you can tell a lot by your own wear patterns. People may scoff at that, but I think for me, for example, I've broken one of the toes on my foot. And I know I'm always constantly working to try to get back to my big toe versus that toe that I broke. And so everyone's got sort of a story in their own body, and that those wear patterns will actually tell you that. And if, you know, there's a certain terrain that you're on, or you're doing a certain thing, like you're maybe training in a gym and doing lateral movements versus going outside and walking, that tread pattern could actually be conducive to those things you're doing, meaning like channeling water or channeling dirt, or being more conducive to concrete versus the training gym floor. So I would say learning your patterns, to your point, but then also understanding like the shoes have technical terrain features that kind of could fit to what you're doing, and looking for some of that.
Yeah, and I think that's important to note, because sometimes I go to the store and I'm like, well, I need this and I need this, and then I need a pair for this. And my husband is like, really? And I'm like, yep, really? Because
you're stressed over like, stuff like, you know.
Yeah, and if you're going to run on a trail, I mean, you tell me as an expert, if you're running on a trail, the type of shoe that you're going to run in is going to be different than if you're running on asphalt or concrete in the city, right? Or if you're running versus walking, you're going to be looking for different things into a shoe. Correct.
Yeah. Cause even if like running on a trail versus concrete, for example, you're doing a lot of cornering on trails. And so having those, maybe not necessarily having the lugs in the middle of the shoe, but having it for the sides of the shoe when you're actually taking those corners, like you know, you think about a bike or even a car taking those corners, you really need to grip that area. And that's different when you're on the road, and you're typically not taking corners on the road as intently or as sharply as you are on the trail. And so certainly having those different features helps, you know.
depending on the activity. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, something else that you mentioned that I do want to bring up, and it's in the context of what I do. So I always tell people the feet are your baseline of your tower, right? So if your feet are doing, I call it funny business, they're rolling out, rolling in, you're more into your heels versus your toes, that's going to impact the tower that's on the top. And sometimes I'll tell clients, like, do you feel that? And I'll, let's say they're putting more weight onto the right, mm-hmm. and maybe they're rolling the foot out, and they're like, no. Sometimes they're like, I don't know if I believe you, almost type of thing. And I'll say, go get your shoes.
Yeah.
Your shoes, and you see how the shoes are worn off, right? So one of the things I tell my clients is, okay, first of all, if one shoe is completely worn off, then to the side, those shoes got to go. And then two, as you're becoming more aware of your foot position, start seeing if you're seeing the corrections into your feet, into your shoes. Are you seeing still the same wear and tear, or are you seeing a correction? Any thoughts around that?
No, I think that's big. Those shoes, you know, depending on how worn they are, will cause people, just like anything else, like that pattern is ingrained. You know, so what you're trying to do, or what I'm hearing you say, is like you're trying to actually reteach the body to form a different, more healthy, or more efficient, or a better pattern. And to have those old shoes really doesn't allow that to take place. And so kind of resetting from the bottom up is a great idea, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay. So I am going to buy new shoes. What are the things I should look for in shoes? And let's just say I'm going to be walking in the city, walking on concrete, maybe walking my dog. What mm-hmm. are the things that I should pay attention to when I am just looking for a shoe?
You know, it's funny because people ask me this a lot, and I have probably a terrible answer of a shoe guy, but I think there's two approaches to every person's shoe closet. And some of the shoes I think should be doing some strengthening. I think you should have a shoe that's a little thinner, maybe a little more flexible, that allows your feet to actually, to your point earlier, rework and understand those patterns that you're trying to correct. And then, as everyone does, like, our feet get tired at times, they may get injured, or you know, there's long days on your feet where you need support. So I think there's two types of footwear that I would recommend. We sell shoes, we call them barefoot shoes, but they're really more minimalist style shoes that allows you to really feel the ground. It lets your feet or your toes really splay out. Yeah. And so I recommend those, you know, limited at first for people who are looking to strengthen and stretch their feet and learn things exactly like you're teaching them. And then I would say in a second pair of shoes, or shoes that most people buy all the time, is a more supportive shoe that fits your foot well. Something that when you try it on, you don't have to adjust the laces very much to actually tie it. And when you say to yourself, oh man, that fits my foot perfectly. Studies show, and we can provide those, studies show that feet that fit perfectly into shoes, it sounds obvious, but get less injuries. And so I think it's really more about the fit than it is even the technology sometimes in the shoes, or the amount of support versus cushion, you know, those types of things. So something that fits really well, and then something that is a little more flexible and maybe allows you to strengthen your feet, is what I would recommend.
You know, I think that's really interesting because, excuse me, you're combining really, there is kind of like opposing views, you know, like get a lot of support. No, go barefoot. And people are like, well, do I go with one or the other? And you're kind of saying, you need both. And I mean, as for what I do, I'll tell you, like, yes, you do want your feet to be strong because they're taking a lot of weight and they're doing a lot of work. We don't really think, I mean, I'll tell you, this is a funny story. When I started doing my certification in Pilates, they started with talking about the feet, and they were like, position of the feet, alignment of the feet. And I was like, I have, you know, physical, like personal training type of group training background. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever talked about the feet. And I was like, really? We're going to talk about the feet? And as I started working with clients, I started seeing, holy cow, the feet are so impactful to everything that happens. And sometimes people are like, my knee hurts. And I'm like, let's see what's happening into your feet. And you see the yeah. feet are doing something funny. And then the hip hurts. Oh, look what your foot is doing, right? Or you've had a foot surgery or bunion surgery or something like that. And maybe your foot has lost flexibility. Like you said, some people, especially as we age, this is so important. I mean, some people, some elderly folks, their toes are so almost on top of each other. They're so tight, you can't even separate them.
Exactly. And,
yeah, so I think the points that you made are so important. And I do hope you guys are really listening and taking notes, because that is something that's actually going to have impact on your overall health and how active you can stay. So it's not just the feet, it's everything is interrelated.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, and you can, you know, people can do their research, but there's a lot of indication that shoes that are lower in sort of like, so we talk about like the slant of their shoes, you know, you obviously have high heels, which is an extreme version of shoes that put a lot of pressure on the front part of the foot or at a high angle. And then more of those barefoot or minimal shoes, like I talked about, are tendency is to be very flat to the ground, if no angle whatsoever. And what you find is people who actually wear shoes that have a higher angle or more pressure is put on the front of the foot, you're actually using your knees, your shins, and your quads. And so the front part of your legs, of your kinetic chain. And then if you have a lower shoe, you tend to use more of the Achilles and the calves and the hamstrings. So you kind of want to balance that out as well. And so a balanced approach that uses both sides of the legs, different sides of the muscles and groups is like always something that I recommend, because any balance thrown off in one direction is going to be a bad thing.
Yeah. Balancing the body both sides. Let me ask you for your opinion of the, I mean, some of the shoes that don't have much support, the ones that are flatter. Mm-hmm. I, for example, don't recommend, and I'm talking about the regular day, like let's say you're a nurse and you walk in the hospital. I do not recommend people like that to wear flat shoes. I tell them you should have a little, not a high heel, but just a little bit of a raised up heel, because otherwise they get into their back, they lock their knees, and it just, it's not good. What is your thought on that?
I agree. Anything you do, I would say what's going to be harder is going to a flat shoe all day versus a supportive shoe all day. And so I think if for some reason their back just naturally felt better in more of a flat shoe, I would start with a half hour to 40 minutes at work. And then I would switch back to, like you said, more supportive footwear that is designed for you to be on your feet all day. A lot of those barefoot shoes or those minimalist shoes are more designed to work out and have short intensive periods of wear versus all day wear on a job as a professional. So I agree with you.
Okay. And one more question. I can keep asking you questions because I am fascinated by the feet. But what is your thought on art support and doing insoles?
Yeah, I think it depends again on people. Some people have drop arches. Some people have arch concerns. I think there's always a time and a place to support the arch and allow feet to actually have stress taken off of them by our footwear. I think like everything else though, and like I said earlier, like if your feet and your footwear is so supported that it tends to not even move outside of wearing shoes and you're going to bed and then getting up and immediately putting your shoes on, like you may want to look at a more balanced approach on how you can do some stretching, some strengthening around that arch. But certainly I'm a fan of arch supports and insoles, but you know, that's an individual thing. And people see podorthists and, you know, all of those things are all designed in a great way to support people's needs. I would just say, you know, do you need it all the time? Maybe you need it 98% of the time, that type of thing. But yeah, I'm a fan of all of it, because to me, it makes a lot of sense. It's just, how do you balance that approach?
And I really love one part, which I'm going to bring out of what you said, stretch and strengthen your feet. You repeated that again. It's super important. And I'll tell you one thing I also promote and I do myself is, which aligns with your minimalist shoes, is walking barefoot. I like to actually walk barefoot in the house daily, because I can feel the difference if, you know, getting off my shoes and just feeling that contact with the floor and getting my foot to go through the full range of motion, being intentional at spreading my toes, getting a little bit of that stretch and really articulating through the feet so that, you know, because if your feet, to your point, if they're always stuck in a shoe, and especially if you're in a high heel shoe or something miserable like that all day long, it does not feel good.
Yeah. Everyone, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years and I agree with people who say like my foot is, I have special feet, I have special conditions, I have special reasonings, and everyone does. But I think this idea that everyone, or maybe some people believe that their feet are broken in some ways, I just don't think it's the truth. I think people certainly have complications and issues and they need medical and supportive devices on a lot of things. But at the same time, to your point, like walking around barefoot, even going outside and digging your feet into the ground and into the dirt and grounding yourself that way in a small way really allows those feet to continue to be used and stretched and strengthened. And that's an important piece to everyone's health.
Yeah, I like that you brought grounding. I like to do that on the grass. And then another thought that pops up, John, is walking on the beach in the sand. I think that's fantastic for getting your feet to do some work.
It's funny. I used to live in San Diego, and one day I was like, oh, I'm going to run. I had just moved there, and I was going to run on the beach for a long ways because I love long distance running. And about a mile in, I realized that this was highly stretching my plantar fasciitis and my arches and the front and the balls of my feet. And so, man, I have never been more so. Thankfully, I didn't hurt myself. I probably could have. But I've never been more sore on my feet than running on the beach for just, I think it was even less than a mile.
Yeah, it's intense. I actually, to be honest with you, I actually don't like it. I don't mind walking on the beach, but running is just a lot on the feet. And I really like the point that you made that just like any other part of our body, you can do a lot to strengthen your feet. And even if you have issues with your feet, there is a lot that you can do. It almost feels like the feet, we just kind of disregard them. And once again, they're so important to our active aging, our overall well-being, and making sure that that our tower is in alignment and balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talk about even plantar fasciitis. When we sleep, there our feet tend to want to rest in a very short position, meaning like the distance between your Achilles and your arches and your plantar fascias shorten. And then when we wake up, we put all of the weight on our feet. And so a lot of people are like, oh my, you know, every morning when I wake up, this hurts or that hurts. And we don't think about actually resting our feet in a way, or there's products on the market that allow you to splint your feet at night in some cases. And I'm not recommending anyone do that. But even when we rest, we don't think about our feet and how they may be moving, and then when we get up and how they have to support all of our weight every day. And so strengthening those things, and I think you said it earlier, like creating that foundation from the feet up is such a strong need from an overall health perspective.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, clients who have plantar fasciitis, there's little things, because what you brought up, the poor positioning at night, is compiled by the fact that there has been no circulation, right? So now everything, you know, if you're older, that compounds on top. So like there is stuff that you can do. You can tap your feet really actively on the floor to start bringing circulation. And you'll be amazed how people are like, oh, I feel that. Like that feels good. And it doesn't take a long time and it doesn't take much effort. It's just doing something rather than accepting what you hurt, right?
Yeah, it's just knowing, you know, knowing that and allowing yourself to not compound it by not doing anything.
That's exactly right.
That's so true.
Right. Yeah. Well, John, do you have any advice you want to share with us from a foot perspective or really anything else? It doesn't have to be the feet.
Yeah. My advice is always take that balance perspective, like we talked about. Like, yes, certainly go buy yourself your next pair of supportive footwear. And, you know, Merrells are some of the best in the industry in terms of walking and hiking and trail running. And even in lifestyle, we have some amazing products. But I also think, what's that second pair, you know, either of minimal shoes or that routine, like we talked about, where you're walking barefoot or you've got those shoes off to the side and you're really stretching and strengthening and allowing your feet to really maintain that healthy support so you can benefit from them for the rest of your life. You know,
you That's need your advice for the rest of your life.
Oh,
right?
Man,
take They're, care of babies.
It's the key. It is the key.
Yeah. Well, John, I can't let you go without asking you of what's your definition of rebellious.
You know, that one I practiced a lot. I was like, what is my definition of rebellious? And I just love,
oh, you, they love should your,
I love your approach. And I think it's just being authentic, you know, having the ability to think your own thoughts and being able to speak your mind in an authentic way that allows you to maintain your dignity and your respect and your understanding, but then also be authentic to people. So I think that's the most rebellious way. And also there's a lot of rebellion that can be within the lines, within the rules, within the understandings of things. And I think that's how you change people's minds. You know, it's easier to be crazy rebellious where we're sort of breaking all the lines and not staying within them. But I think if you want to retaliate people on your team or sort of, you know, get them on your side, being rebellious is really about being authentic and having great conversations from your point of view. So
yeah,
I appreciate it.
When we, I think when we are staying true to ourselves and we truly inspire people by acting because they see the empowerment that comes from staying true to ourselves, I think that is such an empowering thing for teams, for companies, organizations, and embracing that authentically as well is a powerful place to be. So yeah, I like that. Very good, John. Well, John, where can people connect with you if they have questions? Where can they find you, like social media?
Yeah, you can find me on social media. I'm not a huge social mediaite. I let my wife handle some of that, but I am on Instagram, John Sandergret on Instagram. And then yeah, if you want to send me an email, we can provide the email and I would love to answer any people's questions if they have them about footwear or yeah, just at Merrill on Instagram as well. And I know our team here will also get in touch with me as well. So anything I can do to help is my pleasure.
Well, John, I am so grateful once again for you making time for us and sharing this awesome information with us. The feet are so important.
Oh,
I love having experts like you tell us, you know, the behind the scenes of a great food brand and what you guys do and how you look at the feet. I think that's a super cool perspective. So thank you again. You guys know the spiel. If you have any questions, certainly feel free to ask them and stay active. Keep those feet healthy and strong. And of course, stay rebellious. We will see you guys next time. Thank you.
Did you enjoy the conversation? Like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Want to redefine your success equation to include a healthy body and a healthy mind? Check out our website at rebellious-studio.com.